Grade 1 Conference, Lecture 2, The Fourfold Human Being, Part 2. We'll focus in this segment on the etheric body. There are several reasons to emphasize its importance to you as a teacher. First of all, Steiner tells us that the etheric body in the grade school goes through a very important transformation, that having completed a good deal of its work, especially by the time of the second dentition, which used to be the school age requirement for those entering first grade, at that time the etheric body, having worked a great deal on organizing, strengthening, and harmonizing the various organs within the human physical body, is now freed up, has the potential for becoming a body, we might say, of soul organization, particularly the organization of our life content into forces of memory. And nothing is more important on many levels in the pedagogical work that we do in the Waldorf School than developing children's memories. And certainly this is something that's pretty widely known in the educational world, insofar as Waldorf education is known there at all, is that Waldorf students tend to have good memories, and that even though they don't do a lot of testing in the grade school, when they go to a mainstream secondary school, wow, they're good with tests because they can remember so many things. So clearly, this does happen. And even if we're not fully aware of the how and why of this, we can certainly say that the curriculum itself is already working on that. So here alone, you can see that the etheric body is of very great importance. It's also important because even though forces of the etheric body are liberated to be used in memory, it still remains very closely connected with the human physical body, and it provides a kind of protective encapsulation around that body, around the organs that are within it. So even when it is fully incorporated within us, there's still a little bit of the etheric body that goes beyond the human physical body, and which acts as a sort of invisible protective shield. In 1982, the term immune system was coined. We might think it's much, much older because it's such an obvious aspect of our nature, but actually no, the idea that there is a system that functions throughout our body as a protective system, as a way of differentiating that which should go in us because it's good for us and that which should not because it's malevolent in intent, this was not seen as something that is greater than the sum of its parts until the 1980s. And Steiner had said much earlier in the 20th century, yes, this will be discovered, will be understood that how the etheric body works, though perhaps not whence it comes, but at least what it's doing. So the etheric body has a great deal to do with our health, with our well-being, with our sense of health. All of these things also play into a positive and good educational experience. And indeed, if we make too many demands on a child's memory, if we're very didactic about it, especially when they're younger, let's say in the kindergarten years, or even to some degree in first grade, then the immune system aspect of the etheric body, the salutary part of the etheric body, will be weakened and will not be able to keep up with the great demands that are being made on the child's physical body through growth and the many transformations that occur at that time. So this is also important. The healthy balance between memory and other aspects of the classroom, of the educational method that serve the etheric body's development. Among these other factors are, most importantly, rhythm, as well as security and movement in a deliberate rather than in a scattered way on the part of the teacher, but also helping the child move in this way as well. So these aspects of the Waldorf kindergarten, you can tell, you know, here we're thinking of what the world of the kindergarten is like. All that goes on in the kindergarten helps to nurture and develop the etheric body, helps it breathe into the physical body, helps it to make its peace with that physical body. And rightfully so, to a degree, we want to follow some of this, particularly the aspect of rhythm and predictability in the first grade classroom, so that the child knows every day, not because it's necessarily written on the board at first, though it will be later, but they just know from what is going on day by day that there's something that is predictable about this, which leads to security, which is something that is often quite lacking in a child's life nowadays, almost by necessity, outside of the classroom. So this is a very important aspect of our work on the etheric body, that we try to bring rhythmicity into all that we are doing. And this will not only contribute to the child's memory forces, but will even be salutary in regard to the health of the children in the class. One of the most important tasks of the etheric body in building up the physical body is that it must work with substance, physical substance, that relatively speaking, compared to non-tangible, non-visible etheric substance, that the physical substance, relatively speaking, is very coarse and very rough. And the etheric body must work very, very hard to take that substance and form it into the physical body that the child needs to realize his or her destiny. Now, it is actually, in the modern world, not possible for the etheric body to do this unassisted. So the way Rudolf Steiner describes it is that the parents actually lend the child their body, their physical substance, not the child's own yet, but they lend the child the clay, we might say, of their being, so that the etheric body can begin to work on some substance that's already more at home on the earth. So for the first 7, 8, with some children even 9 years, the physical and etheric body working together, the etheric body of the child and the physical body lent by the parents, is what we call the model body. You've probably heard the expression model child. There's a connection between that concept and the one that Steiner describes. And it's only then with the 9-year change, the intensity of activity between ages 8.5 and 10.5 for various children, that this model body gets cast off and the child develops his or her own body slowly. And this is one reason why little children are so beautiful and so nice to look at, and why, for the most part, at least it was that way until recently, their teeth are very healthy, very nice looking, very different when the second dentition occurs. And then you see the crookedness, the irregularity, the various sizes of different teeth, very different from the evenness of that first set, which is on loan from the parents. I like to think of it as when you have your car repaired and perhaps you have a dealership who's very generous about such things and gives you a loaner. And maybe that loaner is, you know, several classes of car above your own. And for a couple of days, you're driving around in a Lexus rather than a, you know, 1992 Toyota or something like that. And it really feels great. This is somewhat what the early life of the child is like. They are able to move through life in a bit of a luxury vehicle vouchsafed to them because the etheric body would not be comfortable trying to work with the body we can actually afford, which comes to us slowly over the course of the 7 or 8 years that the child is in the grade school. So there you have it. You see what a tremendous change is going on, that the forces of heredity begin to give way to the very slowly being born forces of individuality. And in the middle, we have the temperaments, personality types, these different steps, these different stages of transformation of the parent physical body into the child's physical body. So this is a very important connection that we make with the etheric world when we are very young. And we very much, as the class teachers, are helping to monitor this transformation and change and sometimes slow it down, sometimes speed it up. Here again, the Waldorf curriculum comes to our aid, but also understanding the steps of child development can help us perhaps use that curriculum in a more effective way. So the 7-year-old is right on the cusp of bidding farewell to the parental model physical body and starting to take on his or her own. And we'll see again how so much that we do is really meant to help the child feel at home in a new physical body. And something else as well, working from the etheric world, is that the biological mother remains deeply connected to her child for the first 7 to 9 years of his life. We know, of course, in the first 9 months of that child's life, the biological mother was very connected because everything of her substantiality was moving through the child's umbilical cord. Her blood, her fluids, everything was at one with her child. After birth, or at birth, that physical umbilical cord is severed, but not so fast. The spiritual world needs more time to complete this masterwork of the human being. So for 7 years, from about birth, and I would say it extends further for many children up to age 8, even up to 3rd grade, there is an etheric umbilical cord connecting the mother with the child. And this is very critical for us to understand, the deep connection of the mother and the child in these important years of kindergarten and finally entering into the grades. And then what does it mean for that etheric umbilical cord to be severed? How do we see this? How do we have a feeling that this is beginning to happen? And you might ask, well, what if the biological mother is no longer alive? Is there still that connection? What if the child is adoptive? What about that? How is that going to work? We'll look at this in our next segment as we go a little bit more deeply into the etheric body and also see its relationship with the forces of the astral body.